Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Christian Mars, Midwest Manager, Logistics Plus Chicago. Christian, thanks for joining us on this week's edition of Business Spotlight. Let's start by having you tell us about yourself, your background, and how you came to join Logistics Plus 5 years ago.
Sure. Let's see if I can put that in a nutshell. So I was born and raised in Munich, Germany. And my dad moved us a little closer southern of the southern border of Germany near Austria. So we were close to Hungary, Switzerland, Italy. So that was a nice triangle to grow up with. So I did the typical, you know, German school internship until I turned 18. I went through the typical German schooling process with an internship in wholesale and then ended up with a business degree. So when I turned 18, I was allowed to travel on my own. So I decided to move to South Africa for a while to visit my exchange student friends that I met back in school when I was still in Germany. So I got myself a one-way ticket and I went to Johannesburg. And it's a great country. I mean, I loved it so much that I ended up getting a job as a warehouse worker in Johannesburg for a well-known freight forwarder close to the airport. And I pretty much stayed there for almost 6 years. So I gradually worked myself up to become like a dispatcher, a supervisor, ended up in the national departments within the company. And then after 5 years of the training program, I qualified for a master's opportunity in international logistics. So what I did then is there were only two schools available at the time for a global international master's degree. One was in Hamburg, Germany. One was in Graz, Austria. So I think the company decided whatever was cheaper is the one I ended up with. So 6 months, there was a 6 month program. And I ended up in Graz, Austria to finalize my master's back in 1994. And after I passed and graduated, lucky me, I went back to South Africa for one more year. And then I went back to Germany to work for another larger forwarder at the Munich airport. And I was involved in different projects, verticals such as automotive, semiconductors, which gave me the opportunity to travel a lot more. So for the next, after that 2 years, I traveled in different countries, cities, adapted to the cultures, the work ethics, again, helped me to understand the challenges, find solutions for customers at that time. It was pretty exciting at the time. And then in 1997, I was offered a job in Chicago. So I passed by it. I decided to move to Chicago. And I remember it because it was November 1997, and it was a huge blizzard at that time. And my apartment was in Elk Grove Village, and I was so hungry, I remember that, and the only option I had was a 7-Eleven down the street to get myself a hot dog. And I walked down to the 7-Eleven, and I guarantee everybody who was still on the road driving probably looked at me and thought I was crazy. Well, and then 5 years ago, I met Yuri and Gretchen in Chicago through another colleague of ours, Ilya. And then eventually I met Jim in Erie, Pennsylvania, and had a little chat with him. And, of course, it got me after the first interview, and I was so excited to work for LP. And that was everything in a nutshell, and I've been with LP since.
What services or specialties does the Chicago branch provide to Logistics Plus customers?
So besides the typical supply chain services we supply for air, ocean, import brokerage, what we specialize here in the warehousing aspect of things for e-commerce processing, pick and pack, over-the-road deliveries, local deliveries, airport transfers. We do store quite a bit of food products, PPE, since the pandemic, like everybody else, I'm sure. We recently just obtained our liquor license, so we do have quite a bit of liquor in here. We handle wine and other liquors, just basic distribution at that point.
Does being a manager for LP in the third largest market in the U.S. bring with it any additional pressures or opportunities?
Well, for me, I mean, I love Chicago. I traveled everywhere, and Chicago is one of my favorite cities. So I did build quite a big network here, and it is always a partnership. I see a lot of more opportunities since we have our new 190,000 square foot facility now close to the O'Hare Airport. We work with a lot of partners, and there's a lot of customer opportunities that we get daily now. So it's more an opportunity more than a challenge, I would say.
What does LP Chicago mean from a Midwest footprint standpoint for Logistics Plus as a company strategically?
I think the goal, everybody always has a company goal. And for us, it was always pushing growth, find opportunities, be better than the next guy, and just push forward. You know, in our industry and how complex it is, I always said to people, you either love it or you hate it. There's hardly any gray areas in our industry. And what we tried to do in the beginning is, you know, we found opportunities, we pushed opportunities, we want to be better than the next guy, find solution for the customers, and that's the big plus in Logistics Plus, and that's what the success was, and that's exactly what I love to do, and push forward, and we went from 2 people to 15 people now within 2 years, and within 5 years. Having this big gateway, the opportunities to find more customers and help customers with their supply chain needs, it's just been so tremendous, and I just love every day of it.
Christian, tell us how the pandemic affected LP Chicago. You've elaborated about the PPE aspect of it. Did it impact the business in other ways?
It did. Honestly, in the beginning, I think everybody, including Jim, Yuri, and the rest of the group, we all had concerns, just like the rest of the country and the world, that, you know, business might go down, which it did. On the other hand, it brought other opportunities with PPE. We got into some of the FEMA projects, the military contracts. Our own customers needed PPE, so all of a sudden we had another logistical supply chain challenge with other products and other verticals. It helped in one way. You know, we pushed through more volumes. We helped out with new customer service requirements because they changed their models. So we changed with them and found solutions, and it helped push it through. And I think we all can say we grew a little more and a little better, and we added some more verticals to it.
One of the things that's always impressive when we talk to LP employees is the culture of doing whatever it takes and their overall commitment to excellence. It sounds like that same philosophy has been adopted at LP Chicago.
That's exactly how it is. I mean, you know, I mean, Jim and Yuri have done an amazing job just bringing the right people on board to fit the culture, embrace the goals and the vision. And it's been such a privilege, and it's exactly what we're trying to do here as well. You know, there's titles, and, you know, we all have our responsibilities, but everybody's treated the same way. We still jump into a container and unload it. You know, there's not a executive that would just sit in the office and do other things. We all help each other out, no matter if we have to drive a forklift or we have to travel somewhere. And that is the part that everybody seems to enjoy and love and embrace. And again, like I said, you love it or you hate it. There's just not a lot in between. You either, you embrace this culture, or, you know, there's people who love the other side of things in the logistics world.
When you began your LP journey, you had just 2 employees to start. Now you have 15 on board. Did you foresee that kind of growth in just 5 short years?
I did not in the first, you know, year, I would say, but I had the goal. The goal was to be somewhere, you know, some people have a 3 to 5 year business plan, and we're not into, you know, submitting business plans and strategically say, well, this is where we want to be. We go and we'll do it. So I had the drive, we had the goals, and again, with that global network that, you know, LP and every employee on every level is a part of that made that happen. I mean, the support came not just, you know, within Chicago. It came from every station in the U.S. It came from almost every station globally to support that goal. And as a team, we made it happen.
Christian, you just touched on something there. The strength of Logistics Plus and the thing that separates you from other logistics companies is your ability to take things a day at a time and to be the best that you can be for your customers.
That's exactly right. And we're not saying we're not looking at our numbers, right? We're obviously doing our little P&L roles in every aspect and every level that we can. But it is, the focus is on, you know, chasing the opportunity, you're getting the opportunity, process the opportunity, and help these customers on a different level and show them what LP is actually made of. Like Jim always says, we're playing the big leagues. We have no problem doing that because, you know, we got the right team, and that is the exciting part on a daily basis. And that's how we grow probably, you know, faster or bigger and better than some of the others.
You recently moved your warehousing operations into a new, larger facility. Can you tell us a little more about that facility and the types of products that you are storing and fulfilling from there?
Sure. So the exciting part last year was that we found a facility close to the airport. It's a 190,000 square foot facility. We kind of moved in while they were still a little bit under construction, and that was an exciting time. So we started to move a new product in there, all new customers. So we have food products in there. We have PPE, of course. We do a lot of e-commerce in our facility, pick and pack operations. Again, we have a lot of liquor in there since we have our liquor license now. And we also have a individual 40,000 square foot section just for one of our, I can't say the name, hedge fund companies where we do a lot of IT equipment. So we do server configurations, receiving, inventory management, processing, and that's global. So for one of those customers, we manage more than just one warehouse. We manage global warehousing through our inventory system to make sure that the installs for the databases are met at one specific time.
LP Chicago has some expertise in handling data servers and large pieces of equipment. Can you tell us a little more about the logistics around that?
Can't say the name, but it's one of our larger hedge funds companies that customers that we service in four, five, six different countries, I believe. So what we do is we make sure that the purchase order management program shows us what they actually place on orders. So it could be Dell, could be HP, could be any of the large ones. So we already know what we're going to receive. At that point, we know exactly how much room we need. We'll make sure there is enough allocations available. So when the freight comes in, we receive it. We'll make sure that the customer knows what he has. I think there's more than, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 SKUs. So in any given day, the customer could log on and say, well, for our new data centers, we need SKU 1, SKU 3, SKU ABC, and put together whatever they need. And we'll make sure we pick it in time, pack it, ship it out express if need to international. We'll make sure the permit requirements are met, the import regulations in the other countries are met, and get everything timely to that install so we don't miss a beat.
Over the years, we've talked with several of your coworkers under the LP umbrella about how digital technology that LP has expanded to has drastically improved customer service. What changes have you seen regarding this?
So I think everything is about, you know, not selling, but giving information faster. And it came with the customer requirements, and the customer does the same thing. They, you know, some of these hedge funds, they make more money because they're faster than everybody else. And we're in the same predicament. We wanted to make sure the customer gets his information faster, quicker. So with the operating platforms we are working with, the WMS system we implemented with the company we worked with, you know, 20-something years ago, things improved even better. Expanded the horizon on how we can get data into as low as one little SKU back to the customers and give them the visibility of what inventory they have, because inventory for customers is money. They don't want to sit on too much, but they also want to turn it quickly and not get stuck. So that gave us the opportunity and capability to manage that for the customers, so they don't have to worry about the inventory stocks, make sure it's in the warehouse in time, ready to go, and at the same time not overspend and put themselves in a you know, cash flow situation, so to speak. So it certainly helped everybody, and it helped the customer in one way, and we are selling that to the customer, so they see that there's a benefit to it, and it's just a value-added service that we provide.
And even with those improvements, LP continues to always look for the next advancement to better serve their customers.
And that is the goal. We got so far, of course, we always strive to get bigger and better. From here on forward, you know, obviously with also the pandemic, you know, I would say it didn't get any easier, but it got a little lighter. Things are improving for our customers. So we are taking advantage of that as well. And hopefully with in the next few months, and depending on where we are, not that I'm saying we're too full, but, you know, with the size of warehouse we have now, the opportunity is that we're just going to double up in the next year or two. I mean, that is the goal, and that's what I see so far.
Christian, I understand you have some experience and expertise coordinating logistics for Chris Kindle Market, the huge German festival held annually in Chicago. Can you share some insights into your involvement?
Absolutely. So the Chris Kindle Market, actually, since I've been working with the German-American Chamber of Commerce for the Midwest for the past 9 years, it's always been one of those fun parts during the Christmas season to help them coordinate their imports from China, the authentic foods and products from Europe, just to give those individuals and customers at the market what they love most during the Chris Kindle Market. So when the pandemic started, we were waiting it out a little bit, and I spoke to the CEO, and unfortunately a few months back, they made the decision obviously not to do the market. And that's been for the first time in 24 years that they had to cancel that. So this year, actually, it's going to be a different story. They did tell me it is going to be the 25th anniversary for the Chris Kindle Market. And we're not just doing Chicago. There's some in Colorado and some other smaller places in Minnesota and in some on the East Coast. But the biggest one always is here in Chicago. So hopefully, and from what I was told, this year is going to be just twice as big. And there's usually about 1.2 to 1.5 million people walking through that market every year. So I'm hoping that this year is going to be even bigger and better, and I'm looking so much forward to it because it's so much fun.
Logistics Plus continues to be recognized as a great workplace year in and year out. From your standpoint, what makes LP so special?
For me personally, like I said, when I met Jim for the very first time, and that was in Erie at headquarters, and I'm sure everybody remembers they have a nice little bar down there, and he bought me a Moscow Mule for the first interview. That was impressive, just right off the bat. Nobody does that, right? So, and then just during, you know, working for the first year, getting to know everybody at headquarters, getting to know the team, the key points, you know, the global management, it's just – everybody seems to be on the same level. They embrace it. Everybody pitches in, regardless the title. There's nobody above anybody else. And I love that about LP. And that's what makes it so good. And I think that just everybody's treated the same way. And that just makes the difference. And it's very unique. I have worked for other companies in my lifetime, but this is unique. I have never seen anybody doing it. And I just love the culture, and that's basically there's to it. That's what I embrace and what I love so much about LP.
Jim Berlin believes in investing, developing, and finding the right young people to grow with the company. It's got to be an incredible opportunity for young people as they enter the organization. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. And that is always the hard part. And I remember when I spoke to Jim the first time around, you know, he doesn't like the corporate world. He doesn't like the corporate structure. And as we grew bigger and better, there might have been some changes we needed to do just to get on that level. But still, it is hard to find, you know, good, young, motivated people with skill sets, and you can mold them, train them, get them to that level. But with his culture, and like he said, let them make some mistakes and let them do what they need to do best. If they're fit, they're fit. They will find their way, and it's incredible. And it's something that really works for Jim and works for everybody.
Christian, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that you'd like to discuss about yourself, LP, or the industry?
I think on the industry level, I mean, I see the economy going back up. You know, everybody has their struggles and had their struggles. I know just from the backlogs on the, you know, East Coast and West Coast, rails and ships, I just see more happening. And I think the economy is going to bounce back in some way. And, you know, the growth and opportunities are bigger and better every day that I've been seeing for the last couple of weeks already. So I'm excited. I hope everybody else is. Other than that, I think we've pretty much covered it. Go Bears is all I can say.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.